Hey yo man, it's your time. And fuck poverty. Get this money, man. Fuck you gotta do, you know what I'm saying?
I can tell you're mad at me.
What's up everybody? Welcome to the Feeling Leroy the Judgmental Podcast.
What's up everybody? This your boy Phil on here.
And I'm Leroy. So what's going on, Phil?
Ain't nothing, chilling. Slow rainy Saturday.
Yeah, and so this is a boring Saturday for you, right? Like you said last week.
Well, I'm looking forward to watching Colorado versus Oregon.
Okay, and what's your thoughts on that?
I think it should be a good game. I mean, they like 21 point underdogs, but we'll see.
So is Colorado really a bad team?
A bad team?
Yes. No. If they underdogs by 21 points, that means they a bad football team.
Well, they're not a top five school yet, so that don't make them a bad team. I mean, it's 100 schools, so shit, if you crack the top 20, that means you're a good team. You're just not a great team. But if they keep kicking ass, then, you know, shit'll change.
Yeah, but they're 21 points underdogs.
And they was 21 points underdogs. Who was that, TCU they played?
Because they went to the national championship last year. I give them that.
Okay, and Oregon was always right there, too, though.
Okay, I think Vegas think they're a bad football team. 21 points, they ain't like 10 or 5 or something like that. 21 points, they expected to get blown out.
Right, so they're still going off of last year's one win season, so they're still looking at that. And they don't believe that, you know, Deion Sanders can just change it around in one year like that. And if he do, and he get into a title game, it'd probably be like the greatest turnaround in fucking college history or something.
Did you see the 60 Minutes interview?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that was a good one. It's on YouTube if you type in Deion Sanders 60 Minutes.
Mm-hmm. I saw some of it, but I didn't watch all of it. I saw like the clips here and there that get posted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, going to some news real quick. We talked about, last week we talked about the brick lady. The lady that so quote unquote supposedly got hit in the head with a brick, and how this is not just her. It's just the most importantly, it's about that Isaiah Carey and the ladies on that Hot Topics conversation about saying that how we need to protect black women, and black women is just not being protected. We want our men to step up and protect these women. Well, here's our boy Charleston White. Charleston White is he has a internet persona, a social media persona, but he really like helps out in the neighborhood and speak to at-risk kids and all that type of stuff. But he got like this crazy social media thing that he does. I guess he's a stand-up comedian now. Yeah. I don't know how, because the shit, I don't know what he said that was real fun, all that funny. That, man, you should be a comedian.
Nothing. People just look at him and laugh.
I think it's like a black thing, like the our black comedians, like that Country Wayne. Country Wayne is supposed to like be this biggest comedian out there, and I don't understand what did he say is so funny. And he go ahead.
I was gonna say, me and Shay talk about it all the time, because I always be whenever we watch these stand-up shows, because you know you can find them on different apps.
Yeah.
So like on the weekends, we'll try to find something that's funny, and it'd be the same shit. Like, how does person get a stand-up? And they'd be like, damn, nigga, they need to go get a job. They don't need to be doing stand-up. They're trying to find an easy way out, but they're not funny.
Supposedly, I think that he has, if y'all in the comedy are trying to look at comedy stand-ups like that, I think he has a new stand-up special. I'm not even going to bother to try to even look.
Charleston for White?
No, Country Wayne.
Oh, Country, nah, I'm not a fan of his.
And did you ever look at his YouTube, what you call them, shows?
Shay's into that stuff.
What is so funny? What does he say that's so funny? I'm like, maybe it's an age thing. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it gotta be.
The only thing I could say that's positive about his shows or videos that he do is the women on there look good. That's the only thing I can say. That's the only positive thing I can say. But none of that stuff is funny. And when he does the rapper thing with the gold teeth. I don't see a thing that's so funny about that, but people just hilariously think it's funny. Yeah, but he has a Netflix special out there if y'all in looking at a stand up like that.
No, I'll pass.
Well, going back to Charles and White, here's Charles and White making a comment on the brick lady. He's talking about the brick lady, but it's more important. It's more he's talking about that protecting black women thing going on. So here, I didn't see this last week because I would have played this last week, but here's Charles and White talking about it.
I went and looked at it. I looked at it and I said, that's a Spanish woman. Nigga,
I think she's Ethiopian. She's not Spanish. I think. I'm not really sure.
Playing like she black and want to shame the black man. Nigga, they got their sisters to go home too. They mama to go home too. Nah, man. Nigga, mama be mad the motherfucker he done got killed for a bitch he don't know. Boy, nigga, sisters them be crying like a motherfucker. This nigga done tried to stop somebody from hitting his bitch upside the head and he done got killed.
Well, I don't, the language, whatever you throw, some people don't like that type of language, but he's right what he said. Because if I told my mom, like, mom, it's a woman out here and she needs help and I'm going to defend her, she going to tell me, you better call the police.
they got mad at Anton Daniels on his show when he had all the girls on the show. And he said, if you on the side of the street fighting a dude, I call the cops, but I'm not getting involved. And then the girl was talking about, well, you ain't a real man, because a real man would jump in there and help. He said, oh, no, I won't. He said, a real man protects the people that he loved, not strangers that he'll know what's going on.
Right. Ask his wife. His wife is a woman. Ask his wife, do she want her husband defending some woman that he don't know? And let's give her thoughts. Now, she's a woman now, and they all in the crew together. They all in the circle together. She's a woman. You ask her that, she going to say, no, he better go somewhere and call the police. Like he said about, like Charles and White said about the mom. If I told my mom something like that, she gonna say, oh no, you better go somewhere and call the police. Don't be helping her like that.
Man, nigga, family will be mad in the motherfucker. So I advise you guys, just call the police. You see a nigga hit a hoe in the head with a rock, don't try to if you can't shoot him, call the police. But then if you shoot him, you're going to need bomb money.
True. And why would you get involved with something like that with somebody you don't even know?
Bomb money? You going to jail. You going to need more than some bomb money.
Well, you know, in the South, how we talked about how those guys be killing somebody and they get bond and they be sitting at home.
All your money.
You might as well just call the police in the first place.
Now your family looking you upside your head and saying, man, this nigga got himself in trouble for a bitch he don't even know. He must want some pussy. That's the first thing he said, man, I'm trying to get some pussy. He done shot this man for that woman. He didn't know her? Nah, you know how that nigga, he trying to get some pussy. That's what they gonna say. So, nigga, I suggest, nigga, call 911 like white folks would do. Say, hey, don't do that, but don't jump in front.
True.
Ain't that what I said last week from a distance? Hey, cut that out.
Yeah.
Call the cops, but don't be running over this shit. Shay said the same thing. She don't want me jumping in nobody else's shit. And you don't know what it's about. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And you don't know them people or nothing, so hey, leave that shit alone.
Hey, don't you hit her. You know you do that, but don't you try to, don't you try to.
Don't try to be a hero.
No, don't do that. Yeah, that's how I call the murder case. So nigga, motherfucker playing, trying to play hero. We don't love each other enough, my nigga, to take them kind of risks.
No, not at all, man.
We don't love each other enough, homie. I can see, nigga, if we can still go to each other's house and borrow sugar and flour. Nigga, we can't do that no more to take them kind of risks.
Yeah,
that's lost art. If me and my bitch on drugs and we run off and leave 5 kids at the house, the neighbor next door go get the kids, feed them, clothe them, but mistreat them. Because they don't want these motherfuckers over here, but they can't stand and see them kids over there by themselves. So they fuss at them, but they go feed them. They go clothe them. Whoop them for nothing.
He went a little bit too far now because if you got a drug addict neighbors and there's some kids there and you know they starving little kids or something like that, you're going to feed them regardless.
Well, he's from a different generation because he's older than us. So it might have been like that when he was younger. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you feed them. I mean, you might feed them for that moment until the cops get there or some DHS or whatever come get them, but you're not going to house them and all that shit.
Yeah, some of them going to be slaves. Clean this up for me.
Yeah.
But they ain't going to let them kids be over there by themselves.
Facts.
And the mom and them come back and get them. So now we ain't got.
So in the circle start over again, she leave them again, and then you got to feed these damn kids over again. That don't make any sense.
they kind of love no more.
What you about to say?
No, I was just going to say, that's what I said, it's a generation thing, because you've even seen that in movies where the mom that left kids in there, and then she's all on drugs or drinking and stuff, and then she come back and snap on the neighbor and get her kids. So I guess that really did happen back in the day like that.
Oh, my nigga to be, the gangbanging niggas ain't got that kind of love. They don't even die for each other no more. Remember, nigga, that I die for my nigga. Nigga don't die for they niggas no more. Yeah, no.
Nah.
Shit. So, nah, my nigga, once we reevaluate how we really feel about each other, then we'll start protecting the sister. Most niggas just want to fuck her.
Well, that's a Charleston White internet persona. He doesn't really act like that. He really does help with the community and everything. But that's the internet. That's how he keeps getting followers and likes and all that stuff, by him acting like that. Well, speaking of that, trying to defend a woman, we go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Thierry Bastien, I probably mixed martial arts, Muay Thai his name, so forgive me. A good Samaritan was killed inside of a Walmart, coming to the aid of a woman he didn't know, fighting with a Walmart employee, 22-year-old Tyrone Sterling, who was there on his day off to confront another co-worker. Here's Terry's girlfriend, child's mother, Mika Ford, talking about what happened. Here's the report. So the guy was in Walmart. Mr. Bastien was in Walmart with his girlfriend and child, or children, I'm not really sure. So the other dude was there on his day off to confront another coworker, but he was on his day off. So they get in a fight. So my man, Mr. Bastien, forgot his cape. He forgot his flash suit or something like that, and tried to defend this woman, and he gets shot inside of a Walmart. Keep in mind, this is inside of a Walmart, ladies and gentlemen.
Not only shot, he got the fucking full clip emptied on his ass.
Yep, so here's the report. This is the girlfriend, child's mother talking.
In front of the baby and in front of my kids and in front of me. That's something I'm never, ever going to get over.
Off the top at 6 tonight, an emotional interview that you'll only see on Local 10 News with the girlfriend of the man who was shot and killed inside a Lauderdale Lakes Walmart.
The accused killer facing a judge today. He's charged with murder and is being held on no bond.
And the victim's girlfriend says he died a hero.
She said he risked his life to help a worker who was being attacked inside of that store. Let's get right over to Local 10, Sanella Sabovic, live in Lauderdale Lakes with the exclusive. Sanella. Thierry Bastien was in.
All right, Thierry Bastien. I think I said Thierry.
Inside this store when he saw a man beating up a woman. He sprang in to help her out. That move would cost him his life. He was killed right in front of his family. Their lives will never be the same again. And now an infant baby boy will never get to know his father.
It's the sounds that plays back in your head. It's the whole scene that plays back in your head.
It was supposed to be a simple shopping trip that changed Makia Ford's life forever. She watched her boyfriend, an infant baby's father, Thierry Bastien, get shot 6 times.
In the front of the baby and in the front of my kids and in the front of me, that's something I'm never.
So I'm assuming that she has children by our previous relationship. Okay, because he has a 13-year-old daughter. Now, she would have said our children or something like that. So this must be another child from a previous relationship. So this man has 2 kids and with the newborn baby. And trying to defend somebody he didn't know inside of a Walmart where there's managers, security guards, other co-workers, all that there. But you just want to jump in and try to save this woman.
Ever going to get over for the rest of my life.
Ford says she and Bastien witnessed Tyrone Sterling, an off-duty Walmart employee, beating up a female employee inside the Lauderdale Lakes Walmart. Bastien came to her aid.
When he threw her down and he started punching on her is when he ran off to go help her. And I pulled him back and I told him to don't go.
There's the woman again. With they all in the crew? They all together? What would you say? She told him don't go and help, but he did anyway. All that crew, all that together.
Shay told me don't go either, so.
Right. All that crew, they all, oh, you not defending a black woman. This woman here black, and she saw all that stuff going on. She told him don't go over there, and he did it anyway. He thought he had his Iron Man suit with him, I guess. Oh, his
story. This motherfucker got fucking scars on his face and tattoos all up in his neck. That tell you you're fucking nutcase.
And he said he'd just go in to help.
Bastien and Sterling tussled, and investigators say Sterling shot him.
I'm assuming that Mr. Bastien was whooping his ass, and the guy pulled out a gun and shot him.
It don't even matter, because a lot of times these younger guys today, they're not trying to rumble. So he could have just jumped in the mix, and the first chance he got to reach, he reached for his gun.
Oh, that's true.
Ford,
too, by the way,
pleading with Sterling after the first shot to spare her boyfriend's life.
I had the baby in my hand. I was like, no, please, even it's for the baby, even it's for the baby. And he just...
And you actually thought that man gave a shit?
Thugs don't care about no babies.
Right. Okay.
Stand over him and just shot him.
You can hear a gunshot in this video sending shoppers in a panic. Sterling was arrested Tuesday night and appeared in bond court today where he was denied bond.
Sir, you're charged with murder while engaging in certain felony offense.
For Ford, it won't bring the love of her life back, who she says was not only a hero for stepping in, but also an amazing father to her infant son and his 13-year-old daughter.
He was really all about his family, working and taking care of his family. And you just took that away from us. And that's not fair. It's not fair to the kids. And it's not fair to me.
Just so heartbreaking.
She told his ass to don't go over there. He did it anyway.
Family.
Yeah, these two co-workers was messing around each other. And I guess she got a text from another dude. So he got upset and was like, let me see the phone. She wouldn't see the phone. So then they got the rumbling. I don't think he just started socking her. I think they was rumbling. He might have been getting the best of her because he's a dude, but I'm pretty sure she was rumbling because she didn't want to get that phone up. You can find other videos like that on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And he jumped right in the mix. Now that girl's probably going to jail to see him, writing them letters, and when he get out, they'll be together.
Yep.
He has set up a GoFundMe to help pay for funeral expenses. If you'd like to assist, you can find all of that information on our website, local10.com. That's the latest here out of Lauderdale Lakes. Sunella Sabovic, Local 10 News.
So devastating. Thank you, Sunella.
Yeah, don't get involved, gentlemen, like that. You can get involved by calling the police. What the hell? It's in a Walmart. All you got to do is ask somebody. Like, yo, look, it's a fight going on between somebody in here. Y'all better call help.
Well, shit, Walmart is like an echo chamber. So if somebody arguing, fighting, you can hear it like an aisles away.
Right. I don't know why would he get himself involved in that, and he got he just got a newborn baby and a 13-year-old. Why do you get yourself involved in that shit? So and they said that he was supposedly going to the Navy. His test didn't come. He just did the test, but it didn't come back yet. His physical or something like that.
As bad.
So he was about to go into the Navy, and he didn't get his test and all this stuff back yet. So hey. It's sad if you think about it, because
he probably thought about going to Navy, but it looked like he got a teardrop on his eye and he got a whole bunch of tattoos. They probably wouldn't have took him.
Oh, that's what happened. You're right. That's what happened, because they said that he had to get rid of that tattoo on his face, and he was in the process of getting rid of that. I don't know how, because you're still going to see it anyway. But that's what was slowing it up there. They wanted him to get rid of that tattoo on his face. You're right. I forgot. Mm-hmm. It's a sad story. Two kids without their dad. And that woman, Miss Ford. I see Miss Ford. You see what's going on with Miss Ford. You know, I give it probably about what? She'll grieve for probably about 3 months.
Damn, I was thinking 6 months to a year.
No, then my man will be coming over her house. About 3 months. Yeah. Holding that baby. All right, so we go into Dalton, Illinois, which is outside the city limits of Chicago, with a population of 21,000, and a median income from a family is $57,634, which means it's just like a middle class suburb. Demographics is 90% black, and we're going to talk about this part-time super mayor, quote-unquote, Tiffany Hader, spending taxpayer money on her security detail. So this place, who has a population of 21,000 with a median income, family income of $57,000, she has security detail. The day of Mayor of Yeaton in Upper Darby don't even have no damn security detail. So here's the report.
Can the Dalton Police Department afford to have this many
girls net
officers attached to her detail?
We can. We really need them patrolling the streets.
So she's the part-time mayor of a south suburban village of a little more than 20,000 people.
Yet residents of Dalton are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars per year to provide security for their self-proclaimed super mayor.
Tonight, Fox 32 investigates Tiffany Henyard's security detail.
Shout out to this newscaster here, too. And shout out to the mayor also, the super mayor.
And the massive amount of overtime it is generating for a handful of officers. Our Dane Placco has more.
Hey guys, this is Super Mayor Tiffany A. Henyard, the People's Mayor and People's Supervisor.
Tiffany Henyard makes nearly $250,000 a year serving as both Mayor of Dalton and Thornton Township Supervisor, an elected political double dip. She's charismatic and controversial.
Nobody knows nothing.
Here she is starting a Dalton Village board meeting dressed like the Wesley Snipes character in the movie New Jack City.
So what she did is she did the scene on New
Jack. I was about to say, not only she dressed like him, she doing the same scene.
Yeah, she doing the scene with the dogs and the restaurant. And I about to say restaurant when it was at the dining room table. And what did he do to Christopher Williams? Did he stab him in the hand?
Yeah. Okay.
And he kicked him out of the crew. So she's doing that whole scene, and she has, instead of having a real dog, she has the stuff.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah. Let me go back.
Later, $250,000 a year serving as both mayor of Dalton and Thornton Township supervisor, an elected political double dip. She's charismatic and controversial.
See the little stuffed animal dog right there?
No, I can't see anything.
You don't see her holding the dog?
Here she is starting a Dalton Village
board. She got the chain. She got the chain on the stuffed dog's.
I can't make out what she's holding.
That's what it is.
All right. Meeting,
dressed like the Wesley Snipes.
All right, can you see it now?
Yeah. I see it now.
During the movie New Jack City. Later, punctuating her political points with the help of her own DJ.
Every single resident.
This is a damn community meeting, by the way.
Pay me what you owe me. Thank you, DJ.
And it's hard to turn anywhere in Dalton without seeing Henyard's picture or online.
With all these damn pictures she got in the neighborhood.
Hey, now, don't hate the game. Don't hate the player.
And here she got a 9/11 honored and remembered picture. Now, how old was this woman during 9/11? How old was this woman? She probably was like during 12 or 13. So you wasn't there? So what you doing that for?
Recently commemorated 9/11 with her own photo.
I'll ask you a few questions.
Okay.
But when we asked Henyard a few months ago about her use of tax dollars, she was quickly hustled out of the room by armed security. And on Facebook, in videos posted by Henyard herself, we see her being driven around and surrounded by Dalton officers, which got us to wondering, why all the cops?
We weren't opposed.
She's acting like she's like the First Lady of the United States or something.
She's the First Lady of Dalton, so hey.
Dalton with a population of 21,000.
That's all right. They put her in, didn't they?
Hey, well, look. She's a Democrat.
That's all right. She still had to get voted in.
Yeah, Democrat. It's a Democratic.
All right, well, you got what you wanted, so shut up and let her do her job.
She ain't doing her job. She going around with the security detail.
She's doing her job. She also juicing the job.
Security detail. We asked how long and how often.
Dalton trustee Brittany Norwood says Henyard began assembling her detail shortly after being elected in 2021 using hand-picked Dalton police officers.
Our peoples.
Using a Freedom of Information request, we obtained the work records for six of the officers assigned to Henyard's security detail at various times and showed them to some of Dalton's trustees.
This is a Freedom of Information request we did to see how much overtime these officers are making on her security detail.
Oh, wow. 162 hours.
162. Well, that's nothing. What goes through your mind when you see these numbers?
It's disappointing. It's frustrating.
The officers are...
How these people didn't know that? they should already known that from the jump anyway, because they should already make me see her what she's spending on.
Paid every 2 weeks, which without overtime is 80 hours. But when they're put on Henyard's detail, that 80 hours balloons to well over 100 hours, sometimes 200 hours. And in the case of Officer Terry Young last May, 303 hours worked over a two-week period.
303 hours in 2 weeks.
Good God Almighty.
He's sleeping with her.
That resulted in a single paycheck of more than 30.
He got $13,000 in 2 weeks. That's like a damn bench player NFL check.
She probably gave him half.
You mean money, right? But he's taking taking her halves also, because he's sleeping with her.
She's letting him get the overtime, and he's breaking her off with half the fucking money or some shit.
And in the bedroom also.
I don't know about all that. If you want to go there with it, then
hey. Yeah, we can go there, because how the hell you get 300 hours in 2 weeks? Is that any math?
It's
is
a
that
scam. Math? No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about it's a scam. She's letting all these damn security cops punch in what they want for overtime, and whatever they make back, they're giving her a percentage. Now, I'm pretty sure everybody ain't sitting there running around and banging her.
Terry is.
Sure they all giving her money.
Officer Young is. He the big dude. He getting $3,000. He got $3,000 in 2 weeks.
How does a person put in a 2 week pay period, 303 hours? That's impossible. That's impossible.
336.
Does he never go to sleep?
Yeah, he's sleeping. See what I mean? See, he's sleeping. All right.
There are 336 hours total in 2 weeks, meaning Young was not being paid for only 33 hours over that period. Other officers on the security detail are also racking up overtime paychecks.
I talked about mixed martial arts and Muay Thai, that man's name, but these guys is like destroying this time clock. It ain't even no rap. They is killing that time clock.
In the multiple thousands of dollars.
Mayor, mind if I ask you a couple of questions about your security detail?
Absolutely not.
I'm asking her.
Yeah, she said no.
No, she didn't say. She didn't say nothing.
When she ain't open her mouth, she said no. What are you talking about?
To question Henyard about her detail as she went door to door in Dalton giving out water on a 100-degree day. Surrounded by police, firefighters, public works employees, and two videographers documenting for Dalton's Facebook page.
I want to tell the people I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going. I hope they post what we actually do here in the village of Dalton. Stop telling lies.
But when we gave her...
What is a lie when they can look at the sheet and all those guys is getting all that overtime? So what are they lying about?
Opportunity to explain the OT.
Mayor, why do you need so many officers?
And I bet you she get reelected.
Because it's Democrat. That's Officer Young right there, the one that's jumping up on speaking water. He gonna protect this one.
Earning that $13,000. That's what he's supposed to do.
And he gonna protect his woman too. You saw the bodyguard.
Security. What did you say? Water? It sounded like you said water.
Earlier that day, we watched as a Dalton cop drove Henyard from her other job at Thornton Township to a Mexican restaurant for lunch. Trustees say the security detail picks the mayor up at her home in the morning and is with her until she's dropped off at night, often taking her on errands and shopping. Does she need a
Okay, I get it if you didn't damn the mayor of New York or even the mayor of Chicago. But come on now.
And she double dipping.
Yeah. But that should have been a conflict of interest right there. But like you said, they voted her in because it's a Democrat.
So she's the only Democrat that ran? I'm pretty sure it was somebody else on the fucking car.
Probably the better charismatic one. You see, they said she was charismatic.
Yeah, they don't care about that stuff. They.
Yeah, yes, they do.
She got the votes because they was being stupid, and then they got to pay for it. So it is what it is.
Is Donald Trump charismatic?
They ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Yes, it do, because that's how he got in office, because he was charismatic. We didn't know his issues about. He didn't have no experiences being a public servant. So he got in because he was charismatic and he can talk.
I don't think it was charismatic, nothing.
What was it then?
It was because a lot of white people feel like they can relate to him.
By him being charismatic.
By him not giving a shit.
By being charismatic and talking.
No.
Security detail?
Absolutely not. Why? Why would you need a security detail?
Oh, she loves it. She just loves it. She loves the detail.
I'm pretty sure you do. You would love it if you had armed security guards picking you up from the house and all that stuff.
I sure would.
Exactly. I know, player, if she got a husband or a boyfriend, I bet watch out, because that officer is, they sleeping together. I saw the bodyguard.
I think
this dude got 300 hours in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but other dude had over 200 hours, so shit, they all killing it. He just got a little extra.
He got a little extra by getting a little extra. Yeah, you got it. You got that right.
It makes her feel as if she's like a superstar.
Dalton trustees have filed a lawsuit against Tenured, saying she's not justified the need for security and is spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on it without the board's approval.
I see no justification whatsoever, and more than that, it's really a detriment to the residents of Dalton.
How so?
The residents, if we would take the same money and put it on officers patrolling the streets, then the residents will see a much better presence and public safety would be better.
We've had a few shootings, so we need the extra police patrolling our streets instead of patrolling her.
And we found Dalton credit.
Yeah, I told you he was patrolling her.
But the thing is, she can't just sign off on overtime and then they get it. It also got to go through a process. So all these two trustees are saying this bullshit that they're the ones that handle the money. They're signing off on it and allowing that money to go that way. They can put a stop to that shit and be like, no, this is investigation, whatever. Just because she the mayor don't mean she got total reign and power over everybody else's position.
But that's what I was saying before. They knew all this stuff going on anyway, but then they act like they show shock when they doing an investigative report on the news. Right. Like, you had to see it. If you go to your neighborhood community meeting, they talk about the money they spent and they bought this for such and such and all that stuff. They all talk about that. So you mean to tell me when they having all these meetings and stuff, none of this stuff ever came up? Right. Well, go ahead.
I got a... what you call it when you get your automatic direct deposit. Now, if I did some slick shit and got like fucking 80 hours overtime in one pay, you think everybody that signed off on it is just going to push it through? That shit going to get red flagged from the door.
Mm-hmm.
And my supervisor, she's the one that got to go over our paychecks first. I mean, our hours, and make sure everything's right. But half the time, she don't know when it's right or wrong, so she just approved it anyway. So if she approved me to have an extra 80 hours, somebody in HR is going to flag that shit, and it's not going to go on my bank account. So for these two trustees to be complaining about it, y'all signed off on it and released some funds.
Mm-hmm.
Card statements showing that Henyard takes the detail with her even when she travels out of town, spending thousands of dollars on plane tickets, lodging, and meals for the officers.
Mayor, why are you taking all the officers out of town with you? Isn't that a waste of time?
So when she goes to another city or another state, they don't know who the hell she is. But yeah, she's going to bring security.
Yep. She thinks she's the president. The president takes his detail with him, so she takes hers with her.
That woman can walk around Chicago, and what do you know? Nobody know who the hell she is.
You're going to know she's important because you're going to have all them bodyguards around.
Yep.
Here's money.
Let's go to this one right here.
Anything you want to say to defend yourself on this?
As for the village's finances, trustees say Dalton is now getting sued by some vendors for failure to pay its bills.
In the last two fiscal years, we're $5 million in the hole, and a big part of it is the security detail.
It's embarrassing.
Embarrassing?
It's embarrassing. You don't see the governor with a detail as hers.
That lawsuit over the mayor's detail has not yet been settled. On Monday, we emailed a list of detailed questions to Henyard's spokesman, but never received a response. Dane Placco, Fox 32, Chicago.
Well, shout out to our girl right here, our girl, our star in the Democratic in the Democratic Party, Miss Tiffany Hayner. Hey,
and you sound like every time I read comments on the news channels and shit, they do the same shit, making it all about Democrats and Republicans. I don't think they got nothing to do with nothing.
Yes, it do.
They both steal.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you see the theatrics that woman is pulling in a meeting and all that stuff. She's there because she's a Democrat.
She's there because she's ghetto.
And she's a Democrat. If she was Republican, you think they would have voted for her?
Yep.
No, they wouldn't, because blacks don't vote for Republicans.
Yeah, okay.
They don't. I'm serious. Democrats. All the shit going on in these cities over here, Democrats. Sorry, okay. It's the truth.
Both sides do bullshit. Both sides, they got this ring, got fuckery going on in their cities. Look at all the dumb shit going on in Florida.
Okay, they do. I agree with you. But we talking about now, we in the black, we talking about black people, and this place is 90% black. You think them people is voting for Republicans?
I don't know what they voting for. They voted for her, so they obviously...
Democrats. Okay, I can tell you off the
six pack.
Democrats. Can a Republican get voted in as mayor in Philadelphia?
I don't know.
That's a no. No. They wouldn't even, the woman that won the I don't know what you call that for the Democrats. The woman that won, she's the mayor of Philadelphia, and everybody knows it. That's why our girl got the hell up out of here, because she won't have a job. that woman is the next mayor of Philadelphia. What's the use even in voting? Because a Republican is not going to win here. And I'm not being political or anything like that. I'm just talking about in terms of black people. That's why she's there. I ain't talking about anybody else. I'm talking about in terms of black people.
If that was the case, every black city in the United States would have Democratic mayors.
And that's they not do. The case. No, they do. No, they I say 90% of them do.
No, they don't. They just pull the numbers out. Unless you got proof, we can pull up some numbers and find out. But unless you got proof, don't just throw a 90% out there.
Oh, I'm sure a high number of cities that's primarily black, that's what you're talking mm-hmm. about? They have a Democratic in office. They don't have to be black now.
I'm not saying a high number. I'm saying all. You made it seem like just because it's a black city, they automatically going to have.
I'm sure it's over. I'm sure it's over 85%. Is that better?
With the 90 now. You
okay. I'll go 90 then. I stay with 90 because it's 5% more. Oh no. Speaking of Democrat, we going to another Democratic city, Atlanta, Georgia. Well, Willie Jackson was arrested for impersonating a police officer while working as a security in a parking lot just so he can get paid double. Here's the report.
If you saw Officer Willie Jackson on the street, you would not know the uniform he wore was just a costume. Authorities say Jackson was an imposter, arrested by APD last weekend. Police officials say there's nothing funny about dressing up.
Look at that little BS emblem he got on his chest. It don't even look right.
Like a cop. It's a serious violation. Fox 5's Mort Stiggs reports from the Atlanta Police Zone 2 office with the details now. Morse?
Well, we have several images of this individual, and if you've had any encounters with him, Atlanta Police wants you to contact them. Again, the individual's name is Willie Fred Jackson.
I guess so. I didn't expect that.
A good catch. Words of praise about the arrest of Willie Fred Jackson, who on
Leave
the
that
surface...
Man alone.
I blame the parking lot people, whoever hired him.
I say this story is bullshit, and I think they should have left him alone, unless he's acting as a cop. If he's pulling, just doing security, then you can do security, whatever. You can wear whatever fuck you want.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're acting like a cop, pulling people over, arresting people on that shit, you know what I mean? Then... I bet you these charges get thrown out. I bet you he don't do no serious time because it's bullshit.
Well, they try to imply that. But if you had interaction with this guy, call the number, you know, saying that he's trying. Yeah, saying that he was trying to do the same thing that what you're talking about. Pull people over and stuff. But I think Player was just impersonating so he can get a couple of dollars on his check.
Right. So they might have some. If you're a cop, you get a fucking extra 5%.
Yeah, you get paid double.
But that's on the job, because if you're a cop, then you're supposed to be able to show some credentials that shows you a cop. Do he got fake credentials and everything, or he just wearing a uniform?
That's what I said. That is, it's
just wearing a uniform.
It's the parking lot people fault.
If he's just doing security in a parking lot, it ain't fucking with nobody, just doing security, let him do his job. Now, if you're arresting people and pulling people over and making them do sobriety tests and all that shit, acting like a cop, then all right, that's different.
Now, how hard it is for management. Now, he filled out an application and said that he was a cop and all this stuff. How hard it is for management to find out if this guy's a cop or not? They got his name and he got a social security number.
All they got to do is say, what department do you work for? Okay, let's give them a call.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? They ain't do shit. And that's why I said it's bullshit. It's like when you go on YouTube and you see these stories about people, they're calling it stolen valor when they were in the military uniforms and shit. Mm-hmm. And then you got other soldiers are getting pissed off about it. What are you getting pissed off about? It's only anybody can wear anything. You can get fucking a random Joe and go to an Army Navy store and buy a uniform. There's only a problem when you start benefiting from it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So if they're giving out fucking free Wendy's or free food and stuff for Military Day on Veterans Day or some shit like that, and you go in there in your uniform and you get that shit, or you get free coffee at Dunkin' Donuts if you're in uniform, now he's on some bullshit. But just walking down the street wearing that joint, leave him the fuck alone. He can do whatever he wants.
Look the part of a police officer. Authorities say he used the uniform to work security jobs at a downtown lot and perhaps others.
This is on another level.
An Atlanta Police Department spokesperson discussed what all Mr. Jackson allegedly went through to act the part of law enforcement with a uniform, a radio, pepper spray, handgun, and a body camera.
The gun wasn't loaded. And it was whatever the police issued gun is, it wasn't that, and the gun wasn't loaded.
Is he licensed to carry? Is it registered to him?
George, I'm pretty sure he had a license to carry.
All right, so then leave him the fuck alone.
Because they never mentioned that the gun, he wasn't authorized to have.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if it was a dirty gun or he wasn't authorized, they would have said that shit.
Right.
But that camera was a telltale sign. Different than the one issued by the city.
Seeing somebody that went to this extent to portray themselves as an Atlanta police officer is deeply concerning to us.
Yeah, you get paid double.
These cops are on some bullshit, because a cop can look at his uniform and see, oh, he's not a fucking Atlanta police officer. You know what I mean? And who cares if he got a camera on? I can go put a camera on my chest and walk around. Should I get arrested for wearing a camera?
Mm-hmm.
Advised that he had been a police officer for 7 years.
Nope. State records don't substantiate that.
We want to ensure that when people see us in our uniform, they know who we are and that they have that level of trust with us. It takes a long time to build
that level of trust. Just because you're a real cop don't mean people trust you.
And maintaining that trust with our communities. And when we see something like this, it's something that undermines that trust in law enforcement. And
the man wasn't out in the street. The man works in the damn parking lot.
Exactly. Y'all came fucking with him. He ain't fucking with nobody.
Right. He works in the parking lot. He just got all that shit on so he can get paid double. Now, and he talking about going great limbs. Well, shit, I would easily go to, if a whole bunch of people, if they knew they can get away with it, they'll go right on the damn Amazon, get a police body cam, and get that whole damn uniform. Mm-hmm. If they knew they can get, if they can get paid double for it.
Obviously, the parking lot didn't give a shit, and that's why they hired them.
Right, that's why I blame them more than anything.
I blame the cops. Leave them the fuck alone.
And it was an observant, real Atlanta police officer who noticed that body camera.
A hater. In other words, is a hater.
Yeah, exactly. I can put on a damn Batman suit or a fucking astronaut suit and be a security guard if they allow it. You know what I mean? That don't mean I should go to jail because I ain't Batman or I'm not an astronaut.
All right.
It's not the same one that's deployed by APD. Now, so why didn't he just get a job as a security guard? Well, that's because if you're a sworn officer, you get paid double. From Northeast Atlanta, I'm Morris Diggs, Fox 5 News.
Morris, thanks so much.
Yeah, it wasn't really all that bad.
It's a dumb story. And what are you going to get charged with? Impersonating an officer? But then when you go to court, you have to prove he's impersonating an officer. That means he would have to be doing a job of an officer. He's not. He's fucking pulling security in a
parking lot.
Parking lot. So they're going to throw that shit out. They slap him on the wrist. They don't have shit.
Well, let's get into some sports talks. We got the Eagles versus the Buccaneers. Monday Night Football. The Eagles are favored by 5 points, and the over-under is 46.5. So, Philip, what's your thoughts on this game?
I don't think it should be a hard game, but shit, fucking around with the Eagles, who knows? The Buccaneers, they don't got a running game. They don't really got a passing game. They got good receivers, but their quarterback is suspect. What's keeping them afloat, I think they 2-0, is their defense. Their defense is strong.
Yes. This is the only undefeated game of the week. Well, two teams undefeated, I'm sorry.
Right, yeah. So, I think as long as we run the ball, pass the ball, we don't even got to throw the bomb like that. because then, you know what I mean? They got good defense. You start getting stupid like they're holding the ball too long, you're going to get sacked, and then you're going to be throwing up some dumbass passes. So just play conservative, but it'll still be aggressive, especially on defense. Be aggressive.
That's what we haven't seen no aggressiveness yet on the defensive side. Well, the players, the personnel, but I'm talking about in terms of the whole defensive scheme.
Hassan Reddick had about 18 sacks, 19 sacks last year. He ain't even sniff a quarterback yet.
Yep. And this is the problem. And I think all this stuff stems from what you had mentioned about the preseason game. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, the first team – The first team would get a drive, maybe a drive or two. Then they'll sit them out, then the second team and whatever like that. Then that's when you start evaluating people. And then the last preseason game, the first team will play like the whole first half.
Right. So they can be in sync for the season.
Right.
They ain't do that shit now.
So with these Eagles, did the first team ever play during the whole preseason?
Maybe two drives.
So was Jalen Hurts the quarterback?
Yeah, I think he played like two drives. That was it.
Okay, so he played two drives in what, four games?
Three games, because the one game they didn't even play the starters.
Oh, I mean, out of the four games, Jalen Hurts only played two drives.
Yeah, I think so, something like that.
Okay, now how, and with a new offensive coordinator, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how are they going to get on the same page?
Practicing
and playing in the game is two different things. Because practicing against you, we on the same team. I ain't trying to hurt you or anything like that.
And that's not only the Eagles. That's across the league. And that's why you see these quarterbacks, the star quarterbacks, starting off all shaky and shitty. Because they ain't getting fucking warmed up.
Right. And same thing like getting hurt and all that stuff. Like your body ain't really acclimated, taking hits and all that stuff.
Yep.
Like I say, practicing and being in a real game is two different things. When you're practicing, you're not trying to hurt the other guy because you need the other man. But that other team, they don't give a shit about you. They're trying to win.
The way I would have did it, I would have gave my starters the first quarter. The second game, I would have gave my starters the first quarter. The third game, I would have gave my starters the first half. Or maybe another quarter, and then in the last game, the half, something like that. But at least they would have had enough time to get a nice amount of drives together, you know, under their belt, working together. But this two, maybe three drives in the whole preseason is ridiculous.
Right, and like how Aaron Rodgers only played in, what did he have, like one drive or something? And, come on now. No, you need to be out there playing. At least a quarter. Have one quarter under your belt.
Yeah. Every game, they should at least get a quarter under their belt.
Right. But that's that new football, ladies and gentlemen. New football. So what are your thoughts on the final score? What's your prediction?
Final score, I'm going to go kind of low. I'm going to say 21. Let's go 21-14, Eagles.
Well, we close again. I said 27-17. I think I used the same 27-17 against the Vikings also. I'm not sure. But 27-17, the Eagles. I think the Eagles should win this game, because I don't think that the Buccaneers have much I don't know how the Buccaneers offensive line look. And Baker Mayfield is a suspect. He's 50-50. He's Baker Mayfield. Yeah, he's 50-50. He'll bust your ass, but then he'll do some old goofy shit. So I just hope he don't bust our ass, you know.
All you got to do is pressure. He's a little dude pressuring. If you pressure him, he'll start doing his goofy shit that he always do. Don't put no pressure on him. Now, we ain't put pressure all year, so both quarterbacks we played already look like damn Pro Bowl quarterbacks against us, and they not built like that.
Right. So, that's what I want to see. I want to see a good blitz pack just because we ain't seen shit yet.
Nope.
Yeah. All right, y'all. You can reach us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube @PNL Judgmentals. Instagram @the2_judgmentals. or you can email us at pnojudgmentals@gmail.com. All right, Phil. All
right, man. So
you can check the status on my level, not my Facebook. Comments on my photos, that's why I stay on the low low. Most of y'all is associates, so I be on my dolo. Hold up, whoa, whoa, hold the phone. You think all I do is rap? I can do it on my own. That's why I produce the track. Don't wonder where my crew is at. They'll be back. Niggas see me walking on the block.